But Daddy, you always am a good princess. And good princesses deserve a proper throne. And so I want to pick my throne tonight. I am a princess. I already have on my pretty little pink dress and my sparkly tiara. I'm just missing a throne. No, that's just a regular old chair. I have something special where hundreds of thousands of people will want to sit, but all know only I, such a regal and proper princess, get to sit in it. Something people will be pea green with envy. A throne that makes me hold my head up high, that I can wear my sparkly tiara and feel like the prettiest princess in the land. What could that be? What could a proper throne for your sweet little princess be? You know, Daddy, sweet princess just doesn't sound right. A sweet princess wouldn't want thousands of people to be envious of her. But I'm not mean, so I'm not a mean princess. Am I? So what kind of princess am I? Daddy! A dirty princess. You think I'm a dirty princess? Well, if I'm a dirty princess, then the solution is very clear, isn't it? You have to be my throne tonight. Yes, you. People would be envious of how charming and wonderful and perfect you are. Yes, you. You're the most perfect daddy ever. Okay. Now, if I'm a dirty princess, I can't just sit in your lap, can I? Lay back. Daddy, as your beautiful and lovely and horny and dirty princess, I order you to lay back. No, you can leave everything on. But... what if I use your face as my throne? I think that's a very, very proper throne. I slide my little panties off. And straddle your head. Lift my skirt up just enough. You make me so wet. I like the way your lips feel. Your tongue feels amazing, Daddy. Don't stop. It feels so good on my pussy. Oh. tongue feels so good. Gildy is a perfect throne for tonight. Well, no, we're not done yet.